My uncle used to do a lot of shooting down there. And that particular morning, when I found his body, we'd walked through there that morning. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then later on the morning, my cousin, he went down there. The police asked him who he was and where he was from and what he was doing there. And he told them that his dad had been down there on the morning. And they came and interviewed the uncle and wanted to know what he was doing down there, how long he'd been down there, how often did he go down there, did he ever see anything down there. Now that particular tree where he was, his body was found, there was an owl's nest in that tree. And we reckon it was the owl that put them off, that frightened them. Because wasn't there a part of his hand that was showing? Something was showing. We always said that it was the owl that put them off. So, I mean, if you're messing with the body, you know, it's going to be on your mind, isn't it? You want to get rid of it as quickly as you can. And I think, myself, it was that owl that put them off, and that's why they left. Afterwards, he said all the kids used to call it Jeff's Wood, all the local kids, yeah. And he says, oh, he says, Jeff's Wood. I said, is that what you called it? Because I didn't live there. I lived in Quinton. Kevin, because he was always down there. And he says, oh, you mean Jeff's Wood? Where they found the body.